Hey, good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, October 4th, 2017 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. I'm your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at Road Warrior Radio, chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. I am going to take a little different tact this morning. And I'm going to draw a succinct point today, especially in light of yesterday's discussion. Fred in Pennsylvania, hopefully you're listening because I think we'll get to it today like I was supposed to yesterday. So I'm going to go through I called them warnings yesterday. I'm going to call these curiosities, ominous harbingers, provocative observations, and interesting coincidences. We're just going to call it that this morning. And we're going to start first. We'll begin with Mike Adams, the health ranger. He made some very lucid observations as a result, posed some provocative questions. So we're going to start with that this morning. This is Mike Adams, what he calls five things that don't add up about the Vegas shooting. Go ahead, please.
Mike Adams.
The whole country is run by Big Pharma. The lawmakers are prostitutes for the drug companies. The media is funded by the drug companies.
The Health Ranger Report.
The whole system exists to do nothing other than push more drugs to more people and keep people sick so that they have repeat business. That's it.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
This is a breaking news alert about the Las Vegas massacre that just took place. Our hearts and prayers go out to all those who have been killed, which currently numbers 59 according to the official count, and it's rising. Over 500 people injured. This is a horrific, just horrific mass shooting event. I want you to stay informed on this. Read shootings.news. Yes, we actually have a website called shootings.news to be able to cover these events. Now, ISIS is already claiming responsibility for this, according to a Reuters report. The title of that report is Islamic State Claims Las Vegas Shooting, Says Attacker Recently Converted to Islam. And according to that story, which quotes Amok, let's see, what is Amok? Who is Amok? I'm sorry, the group's news agency, Amok. Oh, that's the ISIS news agency, said that this person, this Stephen Paddock, I believe his name, a 64-year-old senior citizen, converted to Islam and then carried out this attack. But I'm here to tell you there are five big questions, five things that don't add up about this mass shooting, and I've covered this in a story on naturalnews.com. I'm going to go through this list very quickly, and I'll bring you more updates throughout the day. Number one, the concert goers reported the presence of multiple shooters. Okay, so this could be caused by confusion and chaos. Obviously, a full auto weapon might sound like multiple shooters, but it could also be actual multiple shooters. After all, there were, I think, 8 to 10 rifles found in the hotel room of Stephen Paddock. Why would one man with a full auto rifle bring, you know, 9 more rifles? Well, the answer is because they're anticipating using 9 more shooters. One man can't shoot 9 rifles or 10. Doesn't work that way. So the concert goers are reporting multiple shooters. And they're saying, I heard a guy on Fox News this morning who said he and his friends who were there at the concert, they were sure there were 3 shooters. That's what they said. The official story is that it's a one-man deal, lone gunman. You know how those stories usually go. But in any case, it might be more than one shooter. Number two, another big question. Someone warned the concert goers that they were all going to die 45 minutes before the shooting started. Who was this person? And the UK Express is reporting that a woman who was at the event said that another woman, some lady, had gone up to the front of the crowd and told everybody they were going to die. And she was escorted out with, she was a Hispanic-looking lady, according to the witness, and she was escorted out with a man, maybe her husband, who knows, a friend, and they were both around 5'5" tall or 5'6" tall, and they looked like everyday people, according to the report. Well, this means that this was pre-planned, and since those two people obviously weren't the shooter, because the shooter is taller than 5'5", much taller. Obviously, there are multiple people involved here, and someone was trying to warn the crowd. All right, so there's some strange stuff going on here, very strange stuff. Okay, the third point here that's very fishy is that the weapon that you hear on all the videos, lots of people got video footage of this. You can hear a full auto weapon in the background, and there are times I'm listening to these videos. There are times it sounds like two full auto weapons to me. Now, maybe, perhaps, those are bullets ricocheting off of pavement or something, but there are times where it sounds like full auto on top of full auto. If you're a police officer or a veteran, I challenge you, listen to that yourself and see if you hear what I'm hearing, because at moments, there's two layers of full auto gunfire. Because regular single gun full auto has a cadence. You know, it's like, and if you hear something go in the middle of that, that's another full auto. And what I'm hearing is like, that's what I'm hearing on some of the videos. So to me, it's almost certain that there's a second full auto weapon at least involved in this shooting, which would be consistent with the fact that there were so many guns found. Now, by the way, full auto weapons are very, very difficult for regular civilian people to get. They're very hard. I mean, you have to go through ATF, extensive background checks, documentation. The wait time is about a year almost. They cost like $25,000 or more, because you can only buy pre-1986 full auto weapons. I mean, full auto weapons are very, very difficult to get. They're extremely rare. But you know who has a lot of them? Law enforcement and military. So law enforcement has these weapons. Military obviously has these weapons. Full auto is hard to get. This is not something that you just go down to the gun store and buy full auto weapons. It's just, they're not easy to get. And besides, actual shooters, like tactical shooters, like some of the guys that I train with, they don't want full auto because you can't hit your intended targets. This guy, you know, unless you're shooting at an entire crowd in a mass murder event, which is what this guy was trying to do. So he wanted full auto, but I got to tell you, most law enforcement guys, concealed carry holders, military guys, they don't want to run full auto because they're trying to shoot only bad guys. Sometimes they're trying to shoot bad guys in a crowd and not shoot the good guys. Those are some of the scenarios that we've trained in the past, by the way. When I say we, I mean myself and some of the military guys that I've trained with. Hostage scenarios, very common. Even like on a bus, like a bus hostage scenario. Or crowd scenarios where there's some people that are good guys, some people that are bad guys. You don't run full auto against a crowd unless you're a terrorist. Because, you know, you can't control what you hit. So anybody that's running full auto out in the open like that is obviously intentionally committing an act of terrorism and mass death. And there's no other way because you can't control what you hit. Full auto weapons are hard to handle. And by the way, there's another question in all of this. This guy's a 64-year-old elderly person. I mean, he's a senior citizen. Now, I realize maybe some of you are also 64. You don't consider yourself a senior citizen. You're healthier than the average person who is 64. Most people in America today, when they get into their mid-60s, they're frail. Are you telling me that this guy carried 10 rifles up to his hotel room at age 64, and then that he manhandled a full auto weapon for like 10 minutes of sustained fire? Really? Because I doubt that. I don't think that that's possible. Full auto weapons require a tremendous amount of strength and endurance to fire, to handle. They are hard to handle. And they get hot, so hot, hotter than crap. Burn your fingers off. They get so hot that the barrels melt. I mean, it's insane. How can this 64-year-old guy carry all that gear up to a hotel room? And why would he if he's the only shooter? Why would he? See, it makes no sense. All right, point number four. Why were all the exits blocked? If you listen to people on the news, they're complaining. I mean, rightfully so. Maybe complaining is not the right word. They are they're saying that they were blocked, okay? Like rats in a maze. Everywhere they went, they tried to flee. They couldn't flee. Everything was blocked. And then the concert people turned the stage lights onto the crowd. If you look at the videos, the minute the shooting starts, the stage people, the musicians, fled off stage, and then the lights went onto the crowd, lighting up the crowd, making it a perfect target for the shooter. What the hell is going on here? And then people couldn't escape, and they had no cover. There were people hiding in porta-potties. Porta-potties don't stop rifle fire, by the way, in case you didn't know that. People were desperate, though. They couldn't get behind concrete. They couldn't flee the scene. They were stuck there like rats in a cage. What's going on? How come this concert didn't allow these people to flee? They were literally just sitting there like, you know, targets of opportunity for this crazed shooter. All right, question number five. I've sort of already covered this. Why did he have so many firearms in his room? What's he doing with, you know, as many as 10 rifles? How did he carry all those up there? Why would he have so many rifles? What's the point? Were there more shooters involved that were supposed to have the rifles, and maybe he just decided to go off early? Was it staged to try to say that guns are bad and more guns are more bad? Just to have guns everywhere when in his room? For what purpose? Why would a shooter with a full auto rifle need 10 rifles? You can't shoot 10 rifles. You can barely handle one. In fact, I don't think a 64-year-old guy like this could really handle one full auto for a sustained, you know, time period, 10 minutes or whatever. I don't think that's the case. All right, and lastly, again, getting back to the ISIS connection, why is ISIS claiming responsibility for this? They say they converted him to Islam. Now, the FBI denies that. The FBI says there's no evidence of that. Of course, the FBI has lost all credibility ever since James Comey committed treason and covered up the crimes of Hillary Clinton. So you got to take the FBI's words here with a grain of salt. You know, the FBI plots and carries out acts of terrorism in the United States, stopping them right before. You know what I'm talking about, right? The FBI schemes up terrorist acts all across America, and then they recruit usually homeless people or sometimes Islamic-looking people to jump in. They'll offer them like $100. Here, drive this van, you know? And then the guy drives the van, doesn't know there's explosives in the back, doesn't know there's like a map in the van of how they're going to blow up the Cleveland Bridge or something. And then the FBI swoops in and catches him. Oh, we caught terrorists, you know? It was the FBI's plan all along. The FBI is notorious for doing this. It's been written about in the New York Times, by the way, how the FBI stages terror plots to catch and ensnare would-be terrorists. They do it all the time. And it brings up the question, could this be another FBI terror plot that accidentally went live? You know, that like they were planning on trying to ensnare a bunch of ISIS people. Maybe this guy, Stephen Paddock is his name, maybe he was an ISIS guy, converted to ISIS, and they were trying to capture him. Maybe they gave him the guns, but they failed to stop him in time. Who knows? You can't trust the FBI on this anymore because of James Comey. He just ruined their credibility, which is very sad because there are a lot of good people in the FBI. The agency as a whole is not a bad agency. It just has bad elements in it, kind of like everything these days. You know, it's like the government, you know, every department has good people and bad people. I guess that's true everywhere. In any case, could this be an FBI plot gone bad? Got out of control? Accidentally included full auto weapons? Remember Operation Fast and Furious? Remember that operation? Eric Holder and Barack Obama conspired to allow guns to go to the hands of Mexican drug lords and drug dealers. It's called Operation Fast and Furious, and they did this on purpose so that they could cause gun violence in Arizona and near the border, and then they could use that to call for a banning of the Second Amendment and taking away the guns. Eric Holder did that. It's extremely well documented. Obama did that. That was all part of their conspiracy to wipe out the Second Amendment. Is that still happening today? Is the ATF involved in this somehow? Did they allow these guns to get into the hands of an ISIS terrorist? I don't know. I'm just asking questions. based on history and experience. We've seen this kind of thing happen before. There are a lot of questions right now. The official narrative already doesn't make sense. And ISIS is already claiming responsibility. So these are a lot of different questions. Here's my take on all this, all right? I don't trust ISIS. I don't trust the FBI. I don't trust the official narratives. I don't trust the mainstream media. I don't trust anybody on this deal, which is why I'm asking questions, lots of interesting questions that you're not going to hear probably anywhere else. Like you, I'm skeptical of everything I hear in the media. I'm skeptical of every official story, every BS TV announcement that says, oh, we found the shooter and there's only one shooter. Really? Because there have been multiple shooters in other events where you said there's only one shooter. You know, I mean, going back to the assassination of JFK, for God's sake. You think that was one shooter? I don't think so. In any case, the history of America is full of conspiracies and shootings, and it's not a conspiracy theory, it's a conspiracy analysis. Of course there are conspiracies in the history of America all the time. I mean, if this is an ISIS shooting, that's an ISIS conspiracy. They conspired to make this happen. And there was more than one person involved in this, clearly. So anyway, those are some of the questions I have right now. Obviously, some of my questions might be rendered irrelevant if new information comes out that contradicts them. I don't claim to know everything on this, and this is very early in the reporting on this. So I'm just asking questions as an inquisitive journalist. That's it. I want to get to the bottom of this like you do. I don't want to see these mass shootings. I don't want to see people hurt. I don't want to see ISIS running a war in the streets of America. And lastly, I do want to say, you know, my heart goes out to all the first responders, all the firefighters, law enforcement, ambulance, EMTs, everybody who is pitching in here, even the frontline doctors. My heart goes out to all of you who are pitching in and saving lives as much as you can right now. You deserve tremendous credit. You are real Americans. You know, in a time when it seems like half our nation is taking a knee and kneeling, a bunch of pampered millionaires in the NFL are kneeling, well, real Americans are standing up, and they're saving lives, and they're getting things done. So, you know, that's the difference between a bunch of crybully victims in the NFL versus real Americans who are the cops on the streets and the firefighters and the EMT people on the streets getting things done, stopping violence and saving lives. So I want to recognize those real American heroes and even the good people within the FBI as well, who are, of course, on the case here and investigating this as best they can, sometimes even when the bureaucracy above them is halting their investigations. You know, I've heard this, you know, I know former FBI agents, and they tell me how sometimes they're stopped from doing their jobs because of the bureaucrats and the politics. You know, it's a very political organization. So there's a lot of good people in the FBI, men and women both, who are not allowed to do their jobs. And they'll tell you that off the record, by the way, because they've told me that off the record. It's true. It's true. All right. My heart goes out to the victims, their families, prayers to all of you. This is an atrocity that should never be allowed to happen. We got to get to the bottom of this, which means we got to keep asking real questions and find out who's really responsible so we can stop this. You know, this is our country, and we are not going to let ISIS or anybody else carry out massacres in our streets. We the people will do what we need to do to stop this from happening. So stay tuned. Read the website shootings.news for more coverage of this. And my name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com.
Learn more at...
So there's Mike Adams, and he asks some great questions, I think, don't you think? And I would agree with just about all of his sentiments. And the point here is that we should be asking questions because there are a lot of inconsistencies in the establishment narrative so far. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn.
All right, welcome back. All right, so you heard in the first segment the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, and he asked some provocative questions, I'd say. And I'm going to continue that list right now, and we'll kind of go from there and build on that. So, sort of continuing to Mike's point about the FBI staged terror plots, the voluminous evidence I always point to, including but not limited to Trevor Aronson's March 2015 TED Talk, everyone should watch, by the way, entitled How This FBI Strategy is Actually Creating U.S.-Based Terrorists. Think about that. Why don't we suspect the FBI first, since it is notorious for creating plots? Which, when we hear plots, I always think of the commercials that say may cause suicidal thoughts or actions. Well, I'm glad that doesn't make anyone homicidal. Wait, how do they know it doesn't? Because the studies show or seem to indicate that it does. But I digress. David Shipler's April 28, 2012 New York Times article, Terrorist Plots Hatched by the FBI. The May 2014 Project Salaam study entitled Inventing Terrorists, The Lawfare of Preemptive Prosecution. The July 21, 2014 Human Rights Watch report titled Human Rights Abuses in U.S. Terrorism Prosecutions. And more, but I'll leave it at that for now. And as Mike mused, why so many firearms? To get back to his point and to kind of build on that, If you have an if you have any operational experience, so to speak, you know you want fewer variables and thus fewer possible snafus. In other words, you might carry your trusty and maybe a backup, but you don't want, I mean, it's hard to imagine that you have a dozen, you know, Tuesday's 6 p.m. briefing included word that there were a dozen bump stock equipped weapons in the hotel room. It's hard to imagine that you would, I mean, it's possible if you're just gonna hold them wide open and shoot them until you burn them down, basically. You melt barrels successively 12 times, possibly, but anyone with any sense probably isn't going to do that. And so you want fewer variables, fewer snafus. Not to mention, wouldn't someone meticulously planning, as has been speculated, such an event anticipate that 23 firearms and thousands of rounds might draw some attention? Again, less would be more. And so to that point, the board op says luggage trolleys exist, and he'd been staying at the hotel since the 28th. I think it's reasonable enough time to be able to truck rifles to the room. And I agree. And he's saying, just playing devil's advocate, I agree. If it was just left at that, I'd agree too. But when Under Sheriff McCahill said yesterday that several people had been in and out of the room and didn't see anything suspicious, then you got to scratch your head. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hopefully we're making some sense here. So continuing, because there are a lot of questions. There are a lot of inconsistencies in the narrative. So again, this is my list of what I'm going to call curiosities, ominous harbingers, provocative observations, and interesting coincidences. And we began with Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and his five things that don't add up about the Vegas shooting. So continuing from where I left off about Mike's musings about the firearms and my point, I mentioned the board ops comments. Devil's advocates will say, but he's been there since Thursday, allegedly. Plenty of time to truck in hardware. And I agree. And if it was left at that, I would agree. But when Under Sheriff Kevin McCahill said at Tuesday's 6 p.m. briefing that many hotel employees had been in and out of the room and no one saw anything suspicious, doesn't that raise alarms? I mean, that's kind of odd. That's a lot of hardware. This is not stuff that you just stick in a duffel bag. 23 firearms, thousands of rounds of ammunition, several high-capacity mags, surefire 60 or 100-round mags. I mean, you can see in one of the photos, the alleged photos leaked of the room and its contents, that there is a stack of magazines, high-capacity magazines. So that was an interesting remark yesterday. I would call it a tell. Speaking of Vegas, pun fully intended. Not to mention, where did it all come from? We're told law enforcement was looking for a Hyundai Tucson and a Chrysler Pacifica. And by the way, what's a millionaire doing driving a Hyundai? Guy who owns several properties in several states, a guy who spends $150,000, over $100,000 just on hardware to go out in a blaze of glory, apparently. Who does that? It's over $100,000 worth of hardware. They aren't, I don't think the estimates even include ammo. And then there's the other stuff I'll get to that was found in the car. You know, call it $150,000 worth of hardware. Driving a Hyundai and a Chrysler Pacifica? I mean, Pacificas are awful, but I digress. But where 23 firearms and thousands of rounds come from? Wouldn't that be conspicuous for a person who meticulously planned an event like this? In the average auto, especially like a Hyundai, you know? That's I guess it's Vegas, so, you know, what happens in Vegas, who knows? But wouldn't it be conspicuous if it even fit? Officials said that they also found pounds of tannerite and ammonium nitrate. And, you know, you can – I mean, it's possible that you could just have the tannerite in a jug or something like that, and that might not look suspicious. But, I mean, altogether, it's very conspicuous. And, you know, the Newsweek article on that, Las Vegas police find pounds of ammonium nitrate and tannerite for explosives at Stephen Paddock's home. Excuse me, at his home. I misspoke there. So that was at his home. And, you know, all of it's suspicious. And the point is, if you're going to set somebody up, doesn't it have the MO of a setup? I mean, there were the 19 additional firearms that were found at the Mesquite residence, and I think 5 more at the Nevada residence that was raided. And we didn't hear much about the Nevada raid. That's, you know, 9 hours to the north of Mesquite. Mesquite is 80 miles northeast of Las Vegas. It's all strange. So, 19 more firearms, tannerite, ammonium nitrate. The tannerite would be presumably for target practice. Typically, it might be used as an explosive because it is highly explosive. So ammonium nitrate, obviously, same function as an explosive or an explosive compound. And probably not for fertilizer, but I digress. And of course, you know, you hear whenever ammonium nitrate comes up, you hear Oklahoma City. You see in the media how we're hearing like Oklahoma City, 9/11, San Bernardino, Sandy Hook. We're hearing Pulse nightclub. We're hearing about all of these other reminders that further induce trauma and stress. And conveniently, we have ammonium nitrate at a residence. For what purpose? Nobody knows. Necessarily, it's not important. We just found it. So, that's interesting. Along with those finds, Newsweek reported were thousands of rounds of ammunition, 2 gun shops. You know, you have the several gun shops that have been mentioned around the country that sold him some firearms, but not nearly the amount that we hear about, which I think is misdirection, and I'll get to that in a little bit, my speculation on those curiosities. I think it's, what, a handful? It's like 5 different gun shops in 4 different states at this point that we've heard about. So, you know, I suppose on that note, I should maybe touch on the article. I put the link. You heard Mike Adams mention shootings.news. I put the link in the chat area to his article, which is a tandem to the video that you heard titled Mission Impossible. Official story of Las Vegas shooting unravels. Physical impossibility of lone gunman, senior citizen, makes narrative ludicrous. And, you know, aside from the fact that he's the least likely guy, no criminal record, no political or religious leaning or affiliation, not known to law enforcement. So, you know, it's interesting, as Mike Rogers observes that, well, I'll get to that. His points as a kind of a carry on from the YouTube video that you heard Mike Adams do. His points, number one, from the article, as many as 10 rifles were found. It's actually 23 in his hotel room, but only one shooter. Odd. And the rifles were staged. Look at the photos, for example, of the door breach. They show you the photos. Now we have exclusive footage of the room. And you can see where the door of the room door was breached, the left door was breached. There's a rifle on a tripod there just behind the other door. How convenient. It looks staged, doesn't it? Number two, as with many orchestrated shootings, the scapegoat was murdered before he could talk. Or some may speculate. He died one way or another. I'm when these things happen, I'm always reminded of that scene in Shooter I called a suicide scene, where that young rookie FBI agent is about to be assassinated with his own gun, and it looks like a suicide. He says, "That's my gun." They say, "Yeah, you wrote a really nice suicide note too. It's really great." So I'm always reminded of that. Number three, why are there no muzzle flashes visible from the 32nd floor? And by the way, why does the video, like Sean Hoff's video that's been featured and others, why does it seem to show strobing from the lower portion toward the middle of the building? And by the way, it was interesting that even the emergency dispatch audio has law enforcement personnel talking about the middle of the building, shots coming from the middle of the building, presumably referring to the strobing. I'm not saying shots were coming from there. I don't know if those windows are fixed. So how could shots come from a fixed window that is still fixed, if that makes sense? We see the broken out windows on the 32nd floor. I'm not convinced that Mandalay Bay isn't misdirection. But then where would the shots come from? That's a good question. I don't have an answer for that, so I'm going to leave it at that. So it's interesting that even law enforcement personnel were talking about the middle of the building, not the upper right corner of the north tower where the 32nd floor room allegedly that Stephen Paddock allegedly shot from is, where that's located. So that's number three. No muzzle flash in any of the videos. Number four, why does the gunfire in multiple online videos clearly sound like automatic weapons fire from multiple weapons? Mike Adams talked about that. I agree. It's pretty clear the cadence and the overlapping of cadences is not coming from a single weapon. You can't chalk that up to echoes. And speaking of echoes, there really isn't much surrounding that area. There's nothing for it to echo off of. Number five, ISIS has openly claimed responsibility for the attack, stating Paddock converted to Islam months earlier. That's weird. And then, certain other radio host has talked about how, his burn notice says that there was Antifa stuff everywhere. I think that's just preposterous. And that sounds like what I call fake news story the BuzzFeed article, "Here Are All the Hoaxes Being Spread About the Las Vegas Shooting." And it's interesting that Mary Lou Danley's ex-husband was implicated early on, especially in the blogosphere and social media sphere. And I think there's some kind of overlap in narrative there. You know, remember, we've talked about the Smith Modernization Act of 2012. We've talked about Operation Earnest Voice. We've talked about how the federal government, the intelligence community in particular, is notorious for astroturfing. Who's to say that all of this confusion in the echo chamber isn't part of a broader astroturfing campaign? Again, just questions, like Mike Adams said. Because the fact is, the federal government does engage in astroturfing campaigns. That is a fact. Operation Earnest Voice, among others, proves that. The federal government's effort to astroturf the world at large, including the American people. How do I know the American people? Well, because if the Smith-Mundt Modernization Act was specifically written or revised in such a way as to avoid culpability if propaganda that is pushed out through foreign outlets, foreign language outlets, they say, somehow accidentally reverberates back here, because, you know, as the Rand Corporation study points out, well, who can ensure that won't happen? If it's written specifically to avoid culpability, isn't that a clue? And if the Rand Corporation study is pointed to say, hey, you know, we got to make sure that this law is written in such a way that we don't get in trouble if this stuff echoes back here, because, you know, who can prevent that? We won't publish it on Facebook, but if it happens to echo back from some foreign language media outlet that we run propaganda through, well, what can we do about that? You know? I mean, think about that. Smith-Mundt Modernization Act was rewritten or revised specifically with that purpose in mind. Go look at the Operation Earnest Voice Wikipedia entry. You'll see what I'm talking about. That's not peculiar. Is there possibly, with all of the inconsistencies in this narrative, with all of, like I said, the BuzzFeed article about all of the hoaxes and, you know, the PolitiFact entry, which I'll talk about later, among a few others. And we know about those outlets, PolitiFact in particular. Is it not possible that this is part of a broader astroturfing campaign? Why wouldn't it be? How can we rule that out? Just questions. I'm not trying to do the thing that I talk about where, you know, the person walks into church, for example, as an analogy, the person walks into church and says, hey, the pastor didn't show up to church drunk today. There's no, and people say, well, does he usually? I'm not saying that. I'm saying that he didn't today. There's no reason to speculate the pastor has or would ever show up drunk to church in most cases. But in this case, the federal government has a history of astroturfing the world at large and avoiding culpability, including rewriting a law to make sure it avoids culpability, if that foreign propaganda echoes back here. There's culpability. There's reason to speculate. We'll continue with the list when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Look at the leaked crime scene photos. It looks staged. And while we're at it, speaking of that, before I get back to Mike Adams' list, before I get to my list, what the heck is her name? How did Jackie Heinrich of Boston 25 News manage to get exclusive leaked photos from inside the alleged room, the authenticity of which seems to have been confirmed by LVMPD Undersheriff Kevin McCahill at Tuesday's 6 p.m. briefing? We'll get back to that in a minute, hopefully. But isn't that interesting? I mean, just look at – it looks staged. And I'll leave it at that. Number six from Mike Adams' list over at shooting.news. Stephen Paddock had no familiarity with automatic weapons and no military training. Was not, well, at least that's what we're led to believe. Again, the movie The Accountant comes to mind. No military training. Was not a gun guy, per se, according to his brother Eric. We'll come back to Eric in a minute. Number seven, how does a 64-year-old accountant with no military training possess the strength and stamina to fire a fully automatic weapon for nearly 10 minutes? It's not easy. Number eight, Stephen Paddock was gambling away huge amounts of cash. Where did he get all that money? According to NBC News, Paddock was engaged in high-stakes gambling to the tune of as much as $30,000 per day. And I think it's interesting how we are left to kind of fill in the gaps. Sort of there are a lot of mental jumps that we have to take in this narrative. Those he was gambling, according to the CTRs, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a day while he was staying there, which family and others say isn't unusual, even for Stephen Paddock. And yet we're led to believe, well, maybe that's suspicious. Maybe he was losing a lot of money and he just wanted to kill himself. You know, in suspension of disbelief fashion, there are a lot of mental jumps we're encouraged to believe. So you read these stories and the stories go, the CTRs indicate $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a day, but apparently the CTRs don't let us know whether he was winning or losing. Well, the casino, again, Vegas is one of the most sophisticated surveillance networks anywhere. Odds are we can find out whether he won or lost. I'm pretty sure that should be fairly easy to establish. But all the stories you read that talk about the gambling say, there were CTRs filled out. Not sure if he was winning or losing. Same thing with the 100 grand. It was apparently wired to the Philippines, the 100 or so grand. Where did it go? Even Under Sheriff McCahill says, we don't know yet. We shall see. Anyway, that'll do it for the first hour. We'll continue with the list of what I call curiosities, ominous harbingers, provocative observations, and interesting coincidences in the second hour coming up right after the short break. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.